This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 22nd. Good morning. I'm Jeff Dowling. Here's today's headlines. No replacements for fumigants. California Mendarians get more OJ access. Cal Chamber fights antitrust bill and House set for CR and reconciliation. California growers have no single drop-in substitute for methyl bromide or other key fumigants. That according to a study released yesterday by the Department of Pesticide Regulation. The California Council of Science and Technology finds each alternative is limited by factors like crops, costs, reliability, labor, equipment needs, or incomplete health and environmental data. Researchers say that combining multiple tools offers the most promising path to reducing fumigant use. That could mean incorporating resistant varieties, anaerobic soil de-infestation, steam treatment, soilless cultivation, or precision monitoring. The challenge is greatest for nurseries, which must produce pest-free planting stock for domestic and export markets. The report recommends continued consideration of methyl bromide for nursery uses until effective alternatives are developed alongside additional state-supported research tailored to those systems. Broader adoption will also depend on California-specific field trials, economic analysis, and grower incentives. The report points to cost sharing, tax credits, crop insurance, and state grant programs as potential tools to offset transition costs, while warning that federal payments often fall short of California specialty crop production costs. DPR commissioned the multi-part review to support California's sustainable pest management roadmap. FDA has finalized the first significant update to the federal standard for pasteurized orange juice in more than 60 years, giving processors more flexibility to blend California mandarins into products labeled as orange juice. Beginning August 19, juice may contain as much as 15% mandarin or mandarin hybrid juice, up from 10%. The rule also lowers the minimum soluble solids requirement from 10.5 to 10 degrees Brix, a measure of sugar content. FDA said the revisions reflect current agricultural conditions while preserving the product's essential character. The change could create a new processing outlet for California mandarins that do not meet fresh market standards, according to California Citrus Mutual. The group says the added blending allowance could support domestic production and reduce reliance on imported juice. The rule stems from petitions filed by Florida citrus groups after hurricanes and citrus greening disease reduced orange sugar levels and made the long-standing Brix requirement harder to meet. FDA reviewed consumer sensory evidence and concluded the changes should not noticeably alter taste or quality. FDA estimates the added flexibility could save manufacturers about $28 million annually, though companies could face voluntary reformulation or relabeling costs. The California Chamber of Commerce launched a multi-million dollar statewide campaign yesterday urging lawmakers to reject AB 1776, escalating its fight against a proposal to broaden California's antitrust law. The campaign begins with a 30-second advertisement warning the bill would raise prices, eliminate discounts and price matching programs, and expose businesses to litigation. Cal Chamber says the effort will continue through the remainder of the legislative session. AB 1776, authored by Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters, would prohibit conduct that unreasonably restrains trade or monopolizes a market. Cal Chamber argues the bill would create legal uncertainty and consumer costs. Backers contend stronger standards are needed to protect competition, workers, and consumers from dominant firms. The House of Representatives yesterday approved a resolution, 214 to 211, It would allow for floor consideration of a continuing resolution that would keep the government funded through the midterm elections and Reconciliation 3.0 under a closed rule. Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky, the sole Republican to vote against the rule. The rule also would allow for consideration of FY 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, a key point of contention for Massey. Unfortunately, the rule passed just now and no debate or vote was allowed on Section 219, integration of U.S. military technology and supply chains with Israel's, Massey said on X. The House began voting on NDAA amendments last night. The chamber also voted to approve the CR 220-205. The House is expected to vote on the $95 billion reconciliation package today under a closed rule, meaning no amendments can be made to the measure on the floor. The package would allow the House Agriculture Committee to increase the federal deficit by up to $12 billion. Those funds are going to be split between traditional row crops, specialty crops, and sawmills. I'm hopeful it's absolutely needed, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said, adding that he's hoping the floor vote will be the easy part. The more challenging part, he said, will be just figuring out how to split that up and invest it between commodities, specialty crops, and sawmills, which is absolutely critical for our nation. The package is also tied to funding for the war with Iran. Thompson said he's not concerned that the war funding will endanger passage of farm aid. Obviously, we have a responsibility first and foremost for the safety of our citizens, our communities, our nation, and making sure that our military has an adequate arsenal for the future, Thompson said. Somebody will always find a reason to vote against something here. That's the easiest thing in the world. Hopefully, everybody finds the courage to do what's right, and we can get this passed. Here's today's final word. Weakening these regulations is more than a violation of the law. It's a violation of every American's right to know the water coming out of their faucets is safe to drink. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who joined 18 other attorneys general in opposing EPA's proposal to rescind federal drinking water limits for several PFAS compounds. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 22nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.